This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. There's something for everybody out there. There is something for everybody out there. I know there's some of you guys out there listening, you know, and watching the news and going, you know, I don't belong to a movement. You know, I'm not a, you know, beatnik or a anti-vaxxer. I'm not a vegan, but I want to be a part of something. I know you guys, you know, it's tribalism. Everybody wants to be a part of something. You know, I mean, for me, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, so I could be into football very easy. Raiders are coming to Vegas, so I could be a Cowboy fan and a Raider fan. I'll figure out how to make that work. But so I got a tribe. You know, we all got tribes, all right? You know, but some of you guys, you haven't found one yet. So I got one for you here. I got one for you. How many of you think that the Earth is flat? Because there is a group called the Flat Earthers. And these flat, yeah, they do. This is funny. All right, these people think that the Earth is flat. And there was a conference. There's an annual conference. And they are planning a cruise to go to the end of the Earth. Now, what they think happens is that there's an ice wall. At the end of the Earth, there's an ice wall that holds back the oceans. Now, this cruise, if you guys want to go on it, it's going to happen in 2020. And it was announced at the Flat Earth International Conference, FEIC. And it was recently announced on its website. The goal was so that you guys could actually go and take selfies at the end of the flattened Earth. Details about the event include the dates are forthcoming. But this cruise is going to be the biggest, boldest adventure yet. Now, apparently, I'm not sure what GPS they're going to use or navigational maps. Because if you go south, you will hit Antarctica. And then eventually you will go south and then be going back the other way. They say that the global positioning systems and navigational technologies still assume that the Earth is a round globe. Believers in a flat Earth argue that the images showing a curved horizon are fake, and that photos of a round Earth from space are part of a vast conspiracy perpetuated by NASA and other space agencies to hide Earth's flatness. This might be a cool group to be a part of. I mean, I would love to see, imagine our world not being the world that we think it is. I think it's round. I do believe that these space people know what the hell they're doing. But anyway, apparently the Flat Earth Society has been around since the early 1800s. Now, the ancient Greeks demonstrated that the Earth was a sphere more than 2,000 years ago, and that gravity kept everything on the planet from flying off into space, and that could only exist in a spherical world. Look at that. The ancient Greeks, they really knew their stuff. But in diagrams on the FES website, the planet appears as a pancake-like disk, with the North Pole smack in the center, and an edge surrounded on all sides by an ice wall that holds the oceans back. This ice wall, the flat earthers think, is Antarctica. So this cruise is going to be where they go. Now, the problem is if they do go south, and they do hit Antarctica, are they going to think they're right? I mean, they have to go around Antarctica to prove they're wrong. Are they going to do that? So, are they going to also now make a whole new navigational system? So, I think that, you know what? I want to,
I want to see this website. Hold on a second. I want to see this website. I'm joining Life Science now so I could get on the website. And let's see what happens, what that looks like. It's very, very pretty. Earth looks really, really flat. And but see, here's my problem with the whole flat idea. I always, here's the thing. Okay, I don't think that everybody is a kook. I think we have some people with certain mental health issues. I do believe that. I think some people are really off the rocker. But when you have hundreds of people, you know, you kind of wonder if, okay, where are they kind of getting this from? To me, I know that the Earth is round. One is because I really don't think NASA fakes it. And I did see the George Clooney movie. You know, so I'm not stupid, okay? But second is because of the time difference. Okay, if it's nighttime in Israel, when it's daytime in America, it's got to be somebody's facing the sun differently. Now, people are doing this not so much because they really, really think the Earth is flat, but because, again, they don't trust the government. Well, if you guys need some proof, we have a couple astronauts that are now taking a spacewalk because they got to change out batteries. So two Americans took a spacewalk Friday to replace batteries on the International Space Station. Now, what is it, the Energizer Bunny? NASA's Anne McLean and Nick Hague are scheduled to work in space for several hours to swap out three old nickel hydrogen batteries. And they're going to swap them with lithium ion batteries. Now, apparently they had to attach a tool bag. They had some problems there. They had to put a tool bag on one of the station's trusses for future use. But the station's robotic arm did much of the heavy work. The astronauts will still have to lug 300-pound adapters the size of a large coffee table and reconnect attachments. And then, when the chore is complete, they said there will still be more of the 20-year-old station's original batteries to replace. Now, NASA's about halfway done with replacing the 48 batteries. See, y'all think that replacing the batteries on your little, you know, camcorder or your, you know, cassette tape or whatever we used to have was such a pain in the butt, and we would complain. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm out of batteries. And I'd have to try to find some batteries in my mom's drawer, or I'd have to steal them out of the remote or do something. Well, you got two people out there in the middle of space having to lug hundreds of pounds of whatever to change batteries. So I would suggest that if any of you guys are non-believers that the Earth isn't round, ask one of these two to see one of their selfies, because you know they're going to take a selfie out there in space. And if you see the Earth behind them and it's round, it's round. Always trust a selfie. 1-877-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we're going to take a quiz. I kind of like quizzes, okay? Because, I'm not going to give you a medical pop quiz. I know you guys do need to take a Dr. Dahlia pop quiz because I've been teaching you guys a lot of stuff. And I know you're sitting there Facebooking and checking your Instagram or you're paying attention to the highway you're driving on. And that's not cool. You're supposed to be, you know, paying attention to my, paying attention to the highway. But this is interesting, okay? They say there's a grammar quiz, from the 1980s. And it is so difficult that most people could only answer half the questions correctly. It's a 20-question grammar test. And they say that the spelling and the grammar is so difficult that most people or the average person can't answer it. Creator PlayBuzz user Terry Stein claims players will never be able to score more than 10 out of 20. So here's the test. Why don't we just kind of do it? So what I'm going to do is, because you can't write it down, okay, you guys are just going to have to kind of remember how many got right, how many got wrong. But I'll give you guys a question, and then think of the answer. I'll tell you guys what the answer is. You guys are going to have to decide. I'm going to have to take a tally so I can figure out where I am on this. Because my grammar's no, I can't. I don't have good grammar. Well, grammar, I speak well. I speak good. I speak well. Screw it. I don't. Here we go. Number one. If I blank you, I would quit. Is it if I was you, I would quit? Or if I were you, I would quit? That's kind of an easy one. Okay, the answer is were. Okay, yay, I got one right. Woohoo! Good. Okay, here's another one. Number two. Neither one of us blank capable of working tomorrow. So neither one of us is capable of working tomorrow, or neither one of us are capable of working tomorrow. Is, right? Because neither is singular. Okay, we got that right. See, neither one of us, it's singular. So the verb has to match that. It's okay. Joanna kissed who last night, or Joanna kissed whom last night? Is it who or whom? Okay, I'm going to say whom, because Joanna's the subject, and I think... Now, remember, I was in honors English, and I took AP English, but if Joanna's the subject, then the object has to have the M. It's whom. Okay, very good. Yay, I got 3 out of 3. Woo! Okay. It's all right. So you guys could... I'm not going to, like, ask you guys to turn these in. Whose keys are on the desk, or whose keys on the desk? Okay, so now let's spell whose. Is it W-H-O-S-E... for whose keys are on the desk, or whose, W-H-O apostrophe S. Right, it's going to be whose, because W-H-O apostrophe S is who is. Okay, let me see if I got that answer right also. Let me see. Ah, I got it. All right, good. I have to switch keys. Now, okay, here's another one. Do you mind if I stay until the rain stops, or do you mind if I stayed until the rain stops? Is it stay present or stayed? Do you mind if I stayed until the rain stops? Now, I would say stay because it's present. And, okay, that's right. Okay, good. But a lot of us go, do you mind if I stayed? That's not right. Number six, I feel sad for him, but his brother could care less. Or is it I feel sad for him, but his brother couldn't care less? I think it's could care less. I don't think it's couldn't care less. I think it's could. Oh, I'm wrong, it couldn't. But his brother couldn't care less. Oh, man, I got one wrong. Okay. Which is spelled correctly, calendar or calendar? Calendar with the E-R at the end, or calendar with an A-R? Yeah, it's calendar. And I purposely say it that way, so I get that right. Okay, here we go. Good, calendar. Okay, got the right, for the point, I got that right. Next, the blizzard severely affected thousands of people. Now, is it affected or effected? Affected with an A or effected with an E? To effect something means you, or affect. It would be affect with an A. Somebody was affected by it rather than effected doing something. Okay. Give yourself a break and get some rest. Now, is break spelled B-R-E-A-K or B-R-A-K-E? Like break of a car. It's break, B-R-E-A-K, right, of like a work break. Okay, good. See, most of us know that because we, like, you know, always take breaks at work. So, I mean, I have little post-its on my desk saying break time. So I have break. I mean, break is like, it's almost like my middle name. Next, like a bird let loose, his horse leapt forward. Is loose L-O-O-S-E or L-O-S-E? That's kind of easy. Let loose. It's let loose. L-O-O-S-E. That's an easy one. I don't understand. Honestly, I'm like already halfway. I don't understand why they're saying this is hard. If you blank down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Okay, here it is. Lie and lay. Remember learning lie and lay and laid and lied and lane. All right, this one I know I'm going to miss. If you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. or if you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. I'm going to say lay, L-A-Y. Let me see what it says. Oh, it's lie. Crap. I can never get that. I can never get that. Okay. All right, I missed that one. A truck collided with a stationary vehicle. Is stationary E-R-Y or A-R-Y? Now I've collided with a lot of stationary things. I'm going to say A-R-Y. Okay, I got that right. Okay, good. A short introduction to a book is called a foreword. Is it F-O-R-E-W-O-R-D or is it just F-O-R-W-A-R-D? How do you spell forward? It's, I think, just F-O-R, no E. I got it wrong. It's F-O-R-E. A foreword to a book is F-O-R-E. Gosh. Well, I don't read a lot of books. So, yeah. All right. Everybody is happy or everybody are happy? Everybody, that's kind of, you know, it's alluding to a plurality, but everybody is happy. Okay? Because everybody is like a singular term. That's tricky. Which is spelled correctly, fulfill or fulfill, with one L at the end or two L's at the end? It's two L's at the end. Okay, I'm getting all these right. I gotta, like, you know, put my points down. Ask him where the envelope was postmarked. Does envelope have an E at the end? Yep, it do. Okay, yep, it do. See? Yep, it does. I gotta work on my English. See, English is changing now because, you know, we use the term be, like where you be. Why you be? I always tell my cats, go, you know, even supposed to be. Your tissues are no even supposed to be. Why you be? And it just kind of means, you know, why are you here? You know, why are you existing? Why are you potting? You're no supposed to be, meaning you're not supposed to be here on my computer. So we kind of are starting to use the form of being incorrectly. Mark is stronger than his brother. Is it then, T-H-E-N, or than, T-H-A-N? It's T-H-A-N. Okay, this is kind of easy. He paid me an enormous compliment. Now, is compliment with an I, compliment, or is it compliment with an E? It's going to be with an I, because compliment is like complimentary. And then we have a security breach. How do you spell breach? Is it B-R-E-A-C-H or B-R-E-E-C-H? It's B-R-E-A-C-H. And then which is spelled correctly? Cemetery or cemetery? Terry E-R-Y or cemetery A-R-Y? I think it's A-R-Y. Oh, it's E-R-Y. Damn. Okay, so I missed three or four. So my grammar bees. I'd be good when it comes to my grammar. I speaks. So, tricky stuff. You know, I told you guys I went through a huge... I don't know if it was an awakening when I was in an argument with my son about two spaces after a period. You know, because I'm grading his paper and I'm like, wait a second, it's always two spaces after a period. He's like, what are you talking about? So I called him an idiot and, you know, I told him that he's never going to, you know, pass college because, you know, he doesn't know basic, you know, grammar in English. And then I posted it on, and then he pulled up this article that said, nothing says over 40 more than you putting two spaces after a period. And I, like, are you kidding me? And then, you know, I taught a bunch of students, so the millennials are like, no, we don't do that anymore. I have the same argument with my mom. And I felt old. I felt so old. So rules are changing. I mean, these are rules that we were browbeated with. We were smacked with rulers. I was spanked in front of the class for rules such as these. And they're changing. And I guess I'm blown away because I don't want to disconnect with the younger kids. You know, but I need to be. And where we be is how we'll be. 100%. Hundo P. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As everyone awaits Robert Mueller's report to be released, President Trump before leaving for Mar-a-Lago Resort.
It's just a continuation of the same witch hunt. They know it, and behind closed doors, they laugh at it. It's just a continuation of the same nonsense.
The president says he's unsure when the complete report will be finished, but calls it a complete waste of time. Several of the Democratic presidential candidates are skipping APEC, the pro-Israel conference, after a progressive group called on them to boycott the event. Democrats running for their party's presidential nomination in 2020 are staying away from next week's APEC conference in what progressive groups see as a shifting sign of the political tide. There are fears Midwest flooding may only get worse as spring continues. Forecasters released their spring outlook on Thursday, and it's warning of more floods. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, people have, like, too much time on their hands. There's a meme where you have a dog completely dressed up in a robe, a towel on his head, coffee, and it says it's been a long week.
right? So I just added, it's Friday, no makeup for me today. So that basically is me without my makeup. Because, you know, I figured you guys want to, you know, see what I look like without my makeup. One of my favorite little memes here is, what if oxygen is poisonous and it takes 75 to 100 years to kill us? I can't get over that. I think that's funny. There's some guy standing there. There's some guy standing there in some sort of a hoodie that has, you know, different colors on it. And he's just, you can tell he's got a college student, you know, being pretty cerebral there. You know, what? I love that type of thinking. I mean, what if, you know, we've been doing it wrong the whole time? You know, we wake up, we live and breathe. We're breathing oxygen, right? And I think that's hilarious. I don't know why I think that's so funny. I think that we're not supposed to be drinking oxygen. So taking in oxygen, because it's like 10, 20% of our air. And that oxygen component, even though we need it, it's toxic, and that's why we die in 75 to 100 years and not live longer. I think that's hilarious. All right. Another thing I thought that was pretty funny, there's a meme out there. You know, when we're doctors, right? And so when, or medical providers. And so when we ask, you know, pain, you know, we have to go on a scale of what's 10, 10 being the worst pain possible. You know, how bad is this pain? You know, cause somebody will come in, they'll be like, okay, you know, I have abdominal pain. And, you know, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I mean, it's like, you know, a truck driving back and forth over the abdomen. And then you ask them, you go, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, they go, oh, it's, you know, it's a 2. And so, you know, the quantitation of pain is really important. And so when I teach medical students to ask on a scale of 1 to 10, I say 10 being the worst pain out there. And then some of them want to be creative. So they're like, you know, like a truck running over you. That's what I used to say. You know, like a truck ran over you, as if anybody has ever experienced it. We have a few people that experience it, but not enough that live long enough. You know, or like that ICD-10 code. If you've ever been sucked into a jet engine, sort of 10 pain, so to speak, okay? So it's really subjective. Well, one here wrote, on a scale of 1 to 10, no, on a scale of 1 to stepping on a Lego, how much pain are you in? So I stepping on a Lego is like one of the most painful things. I think that's hilarious. I mean, having kids, having had brothers, I just remember my parents cursing. We grew up in a house with a lot of bad words, and I blame Legos. You know, Legos, it's gotta be, Legos are one of the most popular toys out there. There's even a Legoland. Have you guys been to Legoland? Yeah, don't walk around Legoland without shoes. I mean, because there are Legos everywhere. I just want to look up the history of Legos. Hold on a second, because now they even have Lego movies. Have you guys seen the Lego movies? Oh, they're hilarious. Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, they're like those little plastic toys. They say the name Lego, this is according to the Lego history timeline. This comes from Lego. It's an abbreviation of two Danish words, leg goat, meaning play well. They say the Lego group was founded in 1932 by Ole Kirk Christensen. And then it was passed from father to son, and now owned by Kjeld Kirk Christensen, who's a grandchild of the founder. And they've been around over 80 years. Their toy was even the toy of the century twice. And they say the Lego brick that these kids now play with was launched back in 1958. So there's some interesting timeline. Hold on a second. I heard that Legos even come back earlier. Yeah, old Kirk Christensen was born in 1891 and died in 1958, and he was a carpenter from Billund, Denmark. He began making wooden toys in 1932, and then in 1934, he named his company Lego. That is, I just love the whole history of stuff. And there's some real interesting old toys. Brent, the Lego factory had only 10 employees in 1939. And he was about, how old was he? I guess the son was about 17 years old, started working there. And I guess there was a Numbskull Jack. I guess that was like a little toy. I don't really know. I can't go into all this. But the Lego Duck came out in 1935. And you see them making Legos in the 30s. That's pretty cool in Denmark. You know what's interesting? I should have known it was foreign because the men look different. These little Lego people, they look kind of different. You know, there's like a different look to it. When Americans make toys, there's a lot of emphasis on the eyes. These little Lego men, there's not a lot of emphasis on the eyes. It's a different cultural thing. In America, we're really big on eyes. We're also big on boobies. But you'd think all countries would be like that. French, I think French are really, they concentrate a lot on jawlines, the French. There's something I read, I need to find it, where depending on the country, I think Italy, it's the legs. There are certain things that in advertising that will attract that demographic. And we're not talking about sexy. We're talking about what do Americans go for versus Italians go for versus French. What are little subtle things that they have to remember to accent in advertisement depending on the country that you're in? And in America, eyes are really, really big. You know, like, look at that movie. I didn't see it. It's Anita. What's that movie where it's a computer-generated, like, girl, Alita? Yeah, they made her eyes super big. Eyes are, like, really, really big. You know, same thing with, like, How to Train Your Dragon. You see the dragon, but the eyes are yellow. And, just for us, it's eyes. Don't ask. Anyway. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Infant cough syrup has had to be recalled after the FDA discovered 20% of bottles contain bacteria that cause food poisoning and sepsis. Whoa. Dollar General stores across the United States that sell DG/Health Naturals baby cough syrup and mucus, 10% of them were positive for Bacillus cereus. Or B. cereus, that's a bacteria. And then another 2 in 10 bottles, so 20% had trace amounts of Bacillus circulans. That's according to the FDA. Now, this bacteria could cause meningitis. It could cause sepsis. It could cause food poisoning. The FDA has recalled any bottle set to expire in November 2020. So Dollar General stores are now pulling these. And I thought dollar stores can only sell things that cost a dollar. So I would be suspicious of a cough syrup that only costs a dollar. Now, most of these illnesses can cause vomiting, can cause diarrhea, can go away on their own, but some of the bacteria can cause toxins that could cause kidney failure. So they say any bottle of this DG Health Naturals infant cough syrup, expiration date November 2020, should be thrown out or returned. Thank God somebody found that. I mean, if you are a baby or infant or whatever, and you don't have a good immune system, and you take that, that could hurt you. And, you know, there's been a lot of controversy over, these cough syrups and things that kids take. You know, we're kind of the mind to give them less. You know, I mean, we do want to stop the cough. We do want to stop the congestion. And, you know, when you have a kid that's hacking and, you know, can't sleep, you're like, well, if I could do something that could help them. You know, so I don't mind kids getting, you know, decongestants or antitussives. I don't mind that because I get, you know, if they could sleep, they could repair. But sometimes I think we give our kids too much. And thank God someone's watching this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOC
D-A-L-I. So unless you read about it or hear about it, you don't know about it. And so one thing that I wasn't really privy to, that now I am, is there's a proliferation of RV living that's been happening in California for some time. Now, I know that, you know, some people retire and they'll, you know, take out an RV and they'll, you know, drive around the country, etc. But those are people that are retiring, have a choice. We're finding out that maybe they're acting like they're retiring and doing it as a choice, but they're not. And some cities are getting so expensive that it's cheaper to just get an RV or live in your vehicle. And apparently in California, the homeless population has now expanded to people who will get an RV and live along a street until, of course, they get kicked out, you know, or fined and they have to move. They say the rise of mobile homes lining streets have been fueled by excessive rents and house prices. RV dwellers include families priced out of neighborhoods but who want to keep their children in the same school districts, and full-time salaried workers. Now, cities such as Palo Alto, which is really expensive but has a good school district, is now attracting a bunch of RVs. About 12% of the U.S. population is in California alone, but 22% of our homeless population is in California. Apparently, they say the situation, according to Daily Mail, has become so dire that grassroots organizations and nonprofits like Safe Parking LA have had to identify and try to find places where you could live and have your RV. Now there's even landlords. There's like this new little industry of RV and vehicle landlords who will now rent out camper vans, trucks, things like that. So there are thousands of them, we're being told. I was in California. I remember seeing some. I don't remember seeing them on the street because you can't really park on a lot of the streets. And I was driving around a lot. I was in Culver City and things like that. But apparently they say there are thousands of them dotted around the city. And one that extends across the Golden State from Palo Alto to Sacramento and San Francisco. And the proliferation of RV and vehicle living is becoming more and more obvious. And many of these are not pleasure seekers. They are homeless people. And it's hard to quantify exactly who, you know, because people don't want to be known, you know, to do that, and they'll get up and move and the whatever. And if an RV is, you know, a little smaller than an average apartment in California, and you own the RV, it might be cheaper than paying rent. Now, you know, the funny thing is I don't fault them for this. The people in the neighborhoods, the homeowners hate it because it's hurting their property values. I don't fault them for this because my husband had come up with the idea that if we really want to live in California one day and we can't afford the prices of the homes and we really want to live on the water, why don't we buy an old used yacht? You could get one of those for a few hundred thousand, way cheaper than a house, and we live on the yacht. Now, I'm sure California has some law saying you can't do that. But as long as I could have, you know, my treadmill, as long as I can have Wi-Fi and a computer, you know, and go places for walks or runs around the area, I don't have to live in a lot of square footage. And so I think some people are, you know, figuring out ways to not pay the rent. But see, this is what I don't understand, okay? Supply and demand, the market. How are there all these people out there that could afford that type of housing? You know, we'll drive around neighborhoods in California, and I'll ask my husband, I go, where do these homes go for? He's like, oh, easy, these are $500,000. I'm looking at them, really, are you kidding me? They're $500,000? And I'm like, how many people can afford $500,000 home? And there's millions of people in California. So somebody has the money to do that. Now, if nobody has the money to do that, if nobody wants to spend money, that kind of money, the houses are going to drop in price. They're going to have to. I mean, it's ridiculous. Same thing with New York. Apparently, New York, though, is finite. There's not really a lot of room to grow. So whatever is there, they're going to be able to maintain their prices. But with California, since it's all sprawled out, they do have the ability to shift the pricing if enough people say, to hell with this. Well, But, you know, people want to live there, and yeah. So when you look around and you see what other cities are dealing with, and, you know, some of these people, they're kind of nice RVs with a real nice boat. I mean, some of these look really, you know, but homeless populations, whether they're middle-income people trying to save money or low-income people that are just trying to make ends meet, whenever you have clusters of homeless populations, it breeds a lot of unfortunate, like, trash and dirt and pathogens, because many of these homeless areas don't have the sanitation that they need. You know, like a mobile home park, they have it set up, they got the plumbing and all that, but a lot of these places, they don't have plumbing. They also don't have, I mean, you know, you don't have the sanitation collectors coming in picking up garbage, because those aren't neighborhoods. So in Los Angeles, 2018 data recorded 45,000 homeless people last year. 75% of those people were in unsheltered accommodation. 3,800 people were living in their cars, 3,500 people living in their vans, 8,300 living in RVs and campers. So, and they say many people in California are one paycheck away from being homeless. They lose a job, or they have a sudden medical emergency, and they use what they have for hospitalization or doctors or whatever instead of paying the rent, and then they lose where they live. Now, you know, while we have the debate of going socialized or not, and I am not a fan of going socialized, I do not see it working. I do not. I don't, think that's the way to go, because I see the problems other countries have, and you need the majority of the population paying taxes, not just half the country. You know, what should be our approach when it comes to, okay, medical expenses bankrupting somebody, or you know, people losing a job and becoming homeless? I mean, what is the answer? So how did they do it in the olden days? I mean, in the olden days, you would, and I'm not saying we go back to the olden days, we can't, things are different now, but how did people make it when there weren't these socialized programs? What did people do? Now, I'm not saying it was the most successful, but one is, people stayed together as families, all right? Families had to sponsor you. If you came to our country and you didn't have a job, you better have a family that's going to sponsor you. Or you better have a job, or you can't come to this country. So what we did in the olden days is, if something happened, people would live together. They would combine. They would combine resources. Families would, you know, take care of each other. Small towns would take care of each other. So you did have a communal type of attitude. Now families are all separated. A lot of people don't have kids. Many families have separate parents. And so you might not have that sort of camaraderie. You do see it in certain ethnic populations, but in a lot of Americans, you might not see that whole, you know, okay, yeah, everybody move in with me. That doesn't always happen. And then you would have some creativity. Well, you know what? I could do this. I could do this. When my father came to this country, he knew how to fix appliances because he had an engineering background, so that's what he did. He's like, well, if I got to support my family, then what I'll do is I'll fix people's appliances. And so he created that job. So there was a lot more creation of jobs. Now, that's why I credit Uber. I know the Uber company has had a lot of issues. But when a lot of people lost their jobs, they're like, well, you know, what could you do? Well, I could drive. Well, then why don't we do that? We'll start a driving service where people can make money driving. And so, you know, we still have that creativity. But this problem is growing a lot faster than we realize. And we don't have enough public funds to just, fix the situation. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.